you, Santa Claus!
Do you enjoy auditions?
No. No way.
Definitely
not. Definitely not, no.
Like, would you ever get to the point where you say if something was offered to you, you'd think I'd rather meet and have a chat about it? It's not an audition as such, but do you ever think, like, I want to put myself through a hoop or put them through a hoop? Or
I do. What's great about the internet now, and I came out and worked and there wasn't an internet, and now there is, and I've, you know, been working through the birth of it, and now it's become a household thing, is that you can always check a lot of people out.
Yeah. Who is this?
See their work and so on. Yeah, it's great to get the job, but actually I'd rather have a supporting role in something that's brilliant than, you know, grab that lead role with a director who's actually rubbish and the vision is not good and no one knows what they're doing and all of that, because then what's the point? Because your face is on screen, you carry the job. So it says, you know, I didn't like that last thing he was in. That last job, he wasn't good in that. And actually, the whole thing was shit.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to be part of something brilliant, but playing a supporting role. The sort of offer subject to a meeting is the nice one.
It's the ideal.
That's the ideal. That's kind of, it's basically yours, but they want to meet and just chat. Because then you're just checking out that you're not arseholes.
Yeah, everybody, there's an arsehole check.
There's a gate. There is. There's a gate, just to make sure that you're not an idiot who needs certain colour flowers in your room and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the auditioning thing, pure going in, reading, hey, nice to meet you, show us that you can string a sentence together and you can act thing, I never liked.
Have you got better at it? Worse at it?
I've got better at it because through directing stuff and having been in the room while people are auditioning, as the director, I've got better at auditions.
So what has that other side of it taught you?
Well, it's showed me that actually when you walk into a room, and I've said this to students, but the understanding that the casting director is actually working to show the director that they can get good people in the room.
And they want to show how good you are.
They want me to be good because they want to say, listen, my reputation goes on this. Then the director, as they start working with you, is going to show the producer how good they are at working with actors. And the producer might be thinking, this person's just done this. And it's not about you. It's about this person's just done a BBC show where they had a high level of men between the ages of 15 and 30 watching the show. So we want that audience also to come in to watch this show. Yeah. So that comes with this actor. So you have to be good with this actor. So if I walk in and go, okay, I've just got a couple of questions about the script, then the director's going, I fucking better know what I'm talking about because the producer wants me to. And it rolls like that. Then you've got the exec, who probably doesn't give a shit and is just saying, hurry up, because it's costing me money, this room. Yeah. Once I broke down, actually, there's not just one wall of people who just, you know, are sitting there going, I don't think you're very good. People are actually working in the room trying to want you to be good for varying different reasons.
Interesting. Do you know when they've gone well? Like, is it... Because some people say the opposite. Some people say, I think it's gone well, I get it. I think it's gone brilliantly, I never do.
I do know when it's gone well, but then you don't hear anything for a while, and that's because maybe it's gone off to the number one choice, who's a very slim chat possibility for them. But
the execs had them go.
They had the one choice.
But I think you should still ask.
Yeah. You have the one choice.
Meryl Streep.
Or Adrian Lester, you know, because we are completely interchangeable.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. But and they go for the number one choice, and the number one choice is faffing around, thinking, oh, I might not, and so you're just left hanging as a second choice. But and I've come down to being, you know, part of the three top or the two tops, and just constantly never got the job, never got the job, never got the job, never got the job. But I've become one of the ones that people will get in for a certain type of role, and I think, well, great, okay. At least I'm kind of...
There, or thereabouts, around, as they say.
Or thereabouts. I was talking to one casting director, and this is interesting to know, and I met him from America, Paramount, and I met him in London. And I'd worked for Paramount, done a supporting role in a comedy show for them. And he, and I started talking about my love of martial arts, and he said, oh, would you mind if I get that on camera? And he held up his iPad. And I just started talking about the style and what I like about it and all that. He said, oh, that's good to have. And I thought, where does that go? Yeah. And he went, oh, I put it into the casting bank at, you know, at the studio. And I went, what are you casting bank? What do you mean? And he told me, which is of course makes sense, that when you audition, you put yourself on tape or you audition for a part for the major studios. I think they all do this now. It's worth checking. But they put your name, of course, goes into, you know, they take the file.
Yeah, it's all digital.
It's all digital. It goes into a bank.
And they put a little few flags on it, like, exactly. You know, martial arts.
Yeah, great. That. So when they've got a role coming up and they thought, oh, what about this actor, Adrian Lester? Hill. They can put the name into the bank and up will come every audition I've done for that studio. So they can watch all of them and see what I'm like. And you suddenly go, fuck. So I've realised that when you go to audition and you put on camera...
Oh, that is terrifying,
no,
Adrian.
But it's actually, it's great.
It's great, but it's terrifying.
It's terrifying because it means you're not just auditioning for that job. You're also auditioning for anything else they might have over the next 3 or 4 years in that audition. So
it's terrifying. It's brilliant, but it's terrifying. And I wish I'd known it 5 years ago. So thank you. It's better that I found out today than 5 years from now.
Yeah,
but
so that,
still, I'm now all my auditions are
going.
All the ones where I went, do you know what? I'm never going to get this and I don't have time to prepare.
And I think,
fuck. I probably should have just not turned up.
That's you, Santa Claus.